I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A 7'5 center from France, number one, Victor Wembanyama.
62 seconds to go. Wembanyama with a pull-up three. Good! Oh, my goodness! Victor Wembanyama with a pull-up right wing three. And we have a 114 ball game. We're tied with 55 seconds left.
Very good player, very unique, you know, with his height, his ability to, pretty much play with like a wing in a body of a big man. So just a very tough matchup.
Victor Wembanyama with 9 on the shot clock, one-on-one against Nikola Vucevic at the top of the key. Crossing over, Ainge fires for three. Got it! Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Victor Wembanyama with back-to-back triples.
He's gotten better every year. I think he's figuring it out. So you're now know his the way he can be effective. His spots on the floor. He's very unique. So I think it's even for him and his teammates and coaches, everybody trying to figure out how to best use him. I think slowly he's getting there.
And this ball game is over. A huge fourth quarter performance by the San Antonio Spurs.
He's as good as everyone expected he was going to be, and even more. I was talking to some people last night on the banner level because there was a young man there with his lady, special lady friend, and she's like, "Wait, how tall is this guy?" And he's like, "I'm not sure." And I was like, "He's 7'5". He's grown 2 inches since last season." That's some scary ish to like. That guy grew, yeah, and his skill set continues to evolve.
Watching him in the fourth quarter at the UC affected me. Watching the impact that he had on both ends of the floor really got to me last night. It felt, dare I say, Jordan-esque, or like any great star taking over when you were like, oh, I guess, is this the time when he's going to take over now? But I haven't seen anybody ever do it the way that he does it. Like, we've never seen this before. Like, I remember talking about Kevin Durant in his prime like this. Like, wow, this dude is kind of a rim protector because he's 7 feet, but he's a two guard. Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. This was a 7'5" guy with a gravity on defense that changed absolutely everything that the opposition did for the entire fourth quarter. And then on offense, he's with the ball doing ISOs above the three-point line like he's Steph Curry.
Calling a clear out at the end of the game where you see Vooch come up to guard you is just diabolical.
It's diabolical, and it's like, it's kind of a wrap. Like, if this is going to be the guy that he is, if he's a rim-protecting dominator on defense that affects the whole team, and oh, by the way, he's capable of a takeover on offense like that with 18 in the fourth, then who's to say he's not going to roll through the Western Conference playoffs and be that dude? Like, this was a special thing we got to see in person last night.
Speaks, I made mention of it last week, and I'm not trying to diss because I love LeBron. Like, I think that he's been great for the NBA.
I understand when people try to make him the greatest of all time, even though that's not necessarily my opinion.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The league has not missed LeBron this season.
Yeah.
Because there are guys like this that, like, everyone's been waiting on, like, well, wait, when LeBron and Steph go away,
yeah,
what is there in the NBA?
Giannis is on one this year. He might be.
Giannis is on one.
We could get Giannis and Wemby in the finals.
And
sign me up for it.
And seeing Wemby already get to this place where he is box office. Like, and it's not just, oh, he's so tall. It's, he's so tall, he's so good, he's long, and you're right. Changing the way that defense is thought of, because, and it didn't, wasn't just the fourth quarter, early in the game, he was casting such a shadow that Bulls players were like, wait, am I far enough away from him to get a shot off?
Right. Can I even do this?
Because his ability to close on you is one step.
Yeah, it's outrageous. And I felt it more in the fourth, maybe because I was watching closer, but also because you felt the lead frittering away. And you're like, I know what a basketball team's supposed to do. You're supposed to go strong to the rack to stop that momentum when you can. And maybe draw fouls on the big man. That'd be a nice touch. But every time they went to the rack, there was a little bit of fear and doubt. Even Io went reverse one time when he didn't need to.
Because you're worried that right. guy is going to swoop in like a condor and swat your shot away.
So you're trying to use the rim as an extra buffer when you don't need to. And you got guys kicking balls out when they would be attack mode. He just changed the entire damn thing. And, man, Ruben came to the game last night, and he said all his friends during the day were like, you're going to see Wemby? These eighth graders. Oh, my God. You guys are going to see Wemby tonight? You guys are going to see Wembanyama tonight? Oh, man. Alex, you said you were in line to come in last night because we had a show outing, which we'll talk about in a second. But, like, you were there in line, and people were like, there was a buzz.
Yeah, there was. The line was so long. People standing out in the cold, like, below 30 degrees at 7 o'clock trying to push in. I've been to a lot of Bulls games over the last several years, and that was the first time where I had seen, for a November game, people lined up in 25 degree weather willingly waiting to get into the game.
And Wemby on the lips of everybody. On the way out, everybody's like, man, like,
at that guy.
I could have jumped into any conversation with the same stuff. Every person that walked by was like, yeah, I don't know how you stop that dude. Like, I don't know what they're supposed to do.
The Bulls tried a couple of different things, but and every team is going to go through this. Like, do we just throw bodies at him? Do we get physical with him? How do we defend him? I will say it made us both angry while we were watching the game. There's a breakout where it's Patrick Williams one-on-one with Wemby.
Yes.
And he had four fouls. At that point, I don't care if you get your shot blocked. Throw that shoulder into him and see if you can pick up that fifth foul and get him up out of here for the end of the quarter.
We had just seen Jalen Smith go at him because he had those four fouls and take the ball right to Wemby and get a layup up because Wemby was played a little cautious.
He backed off a little bit.
So that's the dynamic. So let him play cautious or let him pick up the fifth foul. It's good for you either way. And Patrick Williams didn't. And then the whole fourth quarter, nobody did. Not a single player.
No one can guard him.
No, nobody guarded, but nobody went at him either.
No one can guard
him. It's like going at a pass rusher, right? You're going at a great defensive end sometimes. Like, sometimes you try to run it right at him. Like, you just gotta go for the throat sometimes.
Well, that's usually what you do against great shot blockers.
Yes,
right? Like, you try to get into their chest.
Yes.
And then see if you can create some space. But the crazy thing about him is that you actually might. Like, you might be able to get there, and even as he's backing away, if he brings his arm down,
yeah, you're done. There was one point where Vooch had it right under the basket. He got an offensive rebound, and he like pumped it three times, pump fake three times, and outletted. And like against anybody else in the league, he's going back up with that one.
That's because they saw that apex predator block a apex of a shot. They saw him get to a ball at its highest point, which was at the top of the square, like. Think about that for a second.
Yeah.
The shot got to the top of the square, and Wemby was like, no.
Man, that dude is box office, and I'm really glad we were there. We targeted this game, and we said, let's go. And then we went, and we sat as a group, the four of us and more, on the banner level, the very tippity top.
Banner level!
The very tippity top that used to be all skyboxes that have really gone unused for decades. They've redone it now. It's way more comfortable. It's wide. It's like there's very comfortable seats. There's bars.
A lot of standing room.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was talking to Patrick about this, is that I stand for most of the show. If you watch on YouTube or Twitch, like, I stand. I'm like that. So for me, it's more comfortable to have a place like that to kind of watch a game than an actual seat.
I echo that in terms of the width of my hips. If there's anybody out there.
Oh, I didn't even try the chairs.
Oh, the chairs were delightful, but also when I was standing or sitting in some of those high top chairs that are there in the back part of that area.
Yeah.
Awfully comfortable.
So
anybody of the slightly larger persuasion, I could recommend banner level as well.
Well, the thing about it, and it was great for a different perspective on basketball, and he ended up getting two perspectives, and I'll talk about that in a second. But I liked it for basketball because you could see everything. I want to go back to see a Hawks game.
It would be so awesome
from
for hockey.
Up there. I kept
thinking about it.
I can't believe. And we were right by the Hawks banners. That's where we were at. Like, that's where our box was, is that we were by the Hawks banners. And I just kept thinking, you can see everything.
Heck.
And it didn't matter that we were on one end and not the other.
In hockey, that would be awesome.
In hockey, it would be absolutely amazing.
See all the plays develop and see the flow of everything happening. Those tickets they start at $65.
Yeah, I feel like it's a great, if you were like, hey, I got a group of 10 people that I want to go with, I feel like that's, and you can order like QR code order. They brought stuff pretty quick, I thought. And then there are bars there too.
Yeah, the food was good too. Those cheese curds were good.
You didn't finish your burger.
it was a double and I turned it into a single.
And then you were like, does anyone want the rest of this burger? Like,
anybody want this second burger that I took off my burger with my fingers? Nobody went for it.
Nope. No one went for it. Huh. But it was a very cool thing to do. So then I got word that Dan was at the game.
That'd be Dan Bernstein. And we found out where he was. We could look down and
we could see him.
We could see his hair. See his hair as
looks
he
good.
Sat next to Chris Bowden down there at press level.
He's getting his Anderson Cooper on these days.
Uh-huh.
Because it's all white now.
And you went and hung out.
Yeah. I love Dan.
Lawrence and Dan were hanging out last night, people.
Well, I went down there, and shout out to, first of all, let me just say, shout out to the people that run the parking lots at the United Center. Those guys always say nice things.
Oh, you don't know the half, Lawrence.
What happened?
Speezy got recognized on the way in.
Good.
That's right. We were going. I was driving Tanny, and we're on our way in, and we're paying for parking. What do you say? Hey, Speezy, what's going on?
Yeah. And Speezy says, "Say hi to Chris Tannehill." The guy looks in the car. Tanny.
Yeah.
The love's out there,
hey,
folks.
The guys and girls who run the parking lots at the United Center are always so nice, and they're always like, "Man, I heard blah blah blah, or you're doing great, or I totally agree with you, or I totally disagree with you," and I love that when I walk in. So I go in and I got to see our buddy Kevin Lapka. That just filled my heart, man.
We had once hired him. He was a young man from Ohio State University.
Very, very smart, creative young man. And I love seeing him. Saw our guy Cody Westerlin in there. And I ran into Shams. And me and Shams had a really nice conversation because Shams and I worked together for a little bit over at Stadium. And I just told him, I was just smiling. I was like, man, I'm so happy for you. Like for a kid who used to break news, walk out of class at Loyola to go break news, to seeing him at the top of his game now at ESPN. I'm so proud of him and so happy for him. So that was dope. But then when I heard that Dan was there, I was like, I'm going to go sit with Dan for a little bit.
And Burnsy was in his cups, right? Drawing up plays, drawing up the sets that the Spurs were running for Wemby, right?
I don't know if I've ever seen Dan be more Dan than he was last night, and it made me so happy.
There's a lot of ways to take that,
because when he gets into that mode of I want to know more, he was literally sitting there drawing up sets that the Spurs were using for Wemby, and he's like, okay, watch this action, and he's walking, and then we were talking about a screen that Wemby set that got two Bulls players. He got them both. And so getting the because we were close down there on press row.
Yeah, we saw you guys from above. I saw you guys. I was thinking about zooming in, taking a picture of the two of you, and then tweeting it and saying, these guys ought to do a show together, don't you think? Just so I could start the fire myself, you know? Could lean into that.
Well, let me just text Dan. Real quick. But it was great. And
beautiful.
And the banner level, again, I can't say it enough. If you're someone that's like, man, I want to get like a group experience, but I don't have suite money.
Yeah.
I really think that it's worthwhile for someone to look into investing in it.
Yeah.
And saying, let's get eight people together and let's just go.
Yeah, I think the section we were in, I think it's $100 a pop for like the banner, Lodge. Banner Lodge, it's called. And so you can get 8 to 10 people at $100 or something like that. And then you're all like, basically you're in your own area. It's a very good hang.
Yeah. We had a good time and we hope that you go too. And I don't know if anyone's gone and done it for a Hawks game, but if you have, text us and let us know what your experience was like, because I kept imagining it. Mm-hmm. And I am at some point going to make that happen this season and go watch a Hawks game from up there.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm with you that night if you have me. Unless you're going with Dan, and I'll understand if that's the case.
Dan's got more stuff to draw up. I don't know if he's going to go to the hockey game.
Start talking hockey. Stop talking hockey.
Stop talking hockey.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.